Having heard agenda item three, that takes us to agenda item four, which is PR 2024-010327, minor plat 2025-00044, application for minor preliminary final plat submitted by CSI Cartesian Surveys Inc., Ryan Mulhall, as agent for Monte Vista Christian Church, which requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Lot Tract A, Monte Vista Addition, zoned R1B, and located at 3501 Campus Boulevard, located at the intersection with Berkeley Place Northeast, containing approximately 1.8334 acres. We have a Mr. Mulhall here today.
Yes, good morning, sir. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc., address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. So this was heard at sketch. You know, we had a prolonged period where we kind of figured out the path forward on how we would be allowed to provide the proposed subdividing line between these two tracts that passes through a breezeway for the two existing buildings there, a church and a school. And so our colleagues at JAG worked very hard on rezoning the properties to R-T. And so since we are within the Main Street corridor, the zoning rules for that allow a zero lot line. And so we found that was the best way to kind of resolve that was adjusting the zoning type, cleared a lot of the sort of setback issues that we had. And so the only remaining issue setback wise that we had was a very minor deficiency for the accessory building in the south accessory building there on A2. It's at 19.2 feet and needs to be 20 for a rear setback against against a road. So we are requesting a deviation from that, as we understood that that would be able to be approved from the DHO. And so I don't think there's been any changes to the plat beyond. We did add a blanket cross lot access parking and drainage easement to satisfy hydrology concerns at sketch. And so surface waters will be able to move across that lot line now. And so with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Let's first see if there's any public comment on this matter. And this is agenda item four. It's PR 2024-010327, request for a preliminary final plat at 3501 Campus Boulevard. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item four. Last call for public comment on agenda item four. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, it doesn't appear that there's any public comments. So we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, if you'd please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objections on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Next up is Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. If you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to Transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramico, if you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection. For any future development, approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit.
Thank you for that note. Now, who will be reading out the code enforcement comments?
This is J. Roman Mecca. Will be Mr. Hearns.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, Jeff Palmer from code enforcement had the same concerns about the breezeway that planning staff did. You it is zoned RT, and if it's within a corridor, then there's a 0 foot side yard setback. But we were under the understanding that this would potentially require a ZHE variance to permit that breezeway to sit right on top of a lot line. And it sounds like, according to the applicant's team, Mr. Hearing Officer, that they believe that because there's a 0 lot line setback, that this breezeway can be allowed. And I, encourage the applicant's team to confirm that. But planning staff and code enforcement staff believe that a ZHE variance could potentially be required for that breezeway to exist where it's at. Well, for it to not be removed and for it to sit right on top of a lot line. And so regarding that breezeway, that's where code enforcement stands. So they had a second comment in their memo that about a deviation requested. Ryan, Mr. Mulhall, do you have a deviation request as well?
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. So addressing the deviation request first, if you look at the south of A2, there's that accessory building. And so we're requesting a deviation from that setback because we're under the 10% there that we weren't allowed to ask for a variance for the ZHE. It was too small of a difference from the setback standards, and so we were directed to ask for the deviation with the plat.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation, Ryan. Did you provide justification criteria for that deviation request?
We did. So there is a letter provided by JAG in our application materials that
Did we see
was
that? Yeah, we can see those.
provided to, yeah.
And Mr. Palmer in his memo, Mr. Hearing Officer, I think he had a question about who has the authority to approve this deviation. When it comes to a deviation that is part of a replat, you, Mr. Hearing Officer, would have authority to approve that deviation request. Is that all? Is that okay? So Jacob is highlighting the justification criteria. Oh, see attached justification letter.
There it is.
Okay, here we go. We need to make sure that those criteria are addressed. And I'll just note that Mr. Palmer had no objection to the deviation for code enforcement. We just need to make sure that those criteria are addressed. There it is. Okay, keep going, Jacob. I think it's down just below that.
There it
Okay,
is.
here we go. So let's get this on the record here. Criterion A. The applicant site is subject to site constraints not generally shared by surrounding properties. If the site was platted or developed in an unusual pattern when compared to abutting properties with orientation or access facing a different street than abutting lots, that would prevent the development of a permissive land use in a type of structure generally found on sites of a similar size in the surrounding area. Criterion B, the site constraints were not created by the actions of the property owner or another interested party. Criterion C, the request is for a single site, not part of a pattern or similar request for adjacent properties or for nearby sites by the same property owner within the same subdivision. D, criterion D, the approval of requested deviations would not cause material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. Is there a, all right, there we go. And criterion E, the requested deviation is not for an overlay zone standard, and the approval of any requested deviation will not. Okay, so it looks like then below we have the reasons for the deviation approval. Let's just go through those. And like I said earlier, Mr. Hearing Officer, you're the authority on approving the deviation request. Code enforcement has no objection. Planning staff have no objection to the deviation request. And it was justified per the criteria of 6.4N. So that's where code enforcement stands. Regarding the ZHG variance for the breezeway, I believe I want to, I think we got maybe some staff, a staff member from building safety who was going to show us. Is anybody from building safety here in the meeting? I don't see anybody from building safety. So we'll need to I think we're gonna need to consult with staff on this, Mr. Hearing Officer, regarding the ZHG variance. That there is the breezeway.
Is there sort of a rationale for the position of staff that we can allow the agent to address, or what sort of the, because it allows for a zero lot line in the zone, right? So what's the
Well, Mr. Hearing Officer, this isn't, so this is sitting on top of two lots. It's straddling two lots. That it's not just a matter of if it was up against a lot line, that would be, yeah, that would be totally permissible because in a zero lot line zone district. But this particular breezeway is sitting on top of two lots. Mr. Hearing, the city engineer Shahab Yazar has got his hand up.
Nope. Thank you. Let's go to Mr. Shahab Yazar. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I think since there's a connecting aspects like a building that kind of connects, even though it's called a breezeway, I think it's good to confirm with the building and safety that like a 2-hour firewall may not be required either for safety reasons. So it might be a good idea to, get both answers at the same time.
Good point. Okay. Thank
That's all I
you.
have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Biazar. Mr. Mulhall, did you want to address that this question of the ZHE variance?
This ran with Cartesian. The only thing that I kind of wanted to say was that at the point where the proposed lot line subdivides the lots as it crosses through that breezeway, there's little boxes there, and those are the support pillars for that breezeway. And so, kind of on direction from some staff during our initial conversations with folks when we were trying to figure out how to handle this breezeway situation, we were urged to place the subdividing line in such a way that the breezeway would be structurally self-sufficient if it was ever separated. And, for some reason, that it was broken that way. And so, that was the direction that we kind of received that, would kind of smooth the way for us to have this lot line going through this breezeway. I don't know if that sets anybody at ease, but, that was just kind of the direction we'd been given, was that, that was kind of the safest approach. So I just wanted that on the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Let's see. I see a Steve H from DMC with the hand raised. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, this is Steve Hernandez. I'm with Development Managing Consultant, also an agent for the owners. We go by the acronym DMC. All
Oh,
right.
thank you, sir. Would you
Yeah.
please state your mailing address for the record?
9320 Manal Boulevard, Northeast Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
And I was trying to get my video, but they're not allowing me to open. But nevertheless, we had discussed this. This process has been really quite arduous, and Jay has been very instrumental in helping us get through a bunch of these issues. There's always been this breezeway component, and as Ryan suggested, we separated it ideally through the middle and through so it wouldn't actually go through one of the columns. However, the columns are built in CMU, cast in place, and then should we need to, we can put a demising wall in the middle there, a 2 hour fire rating right there. We can easily open that up and install two sheets of 5/8 type X sheetrock on each side of that, and then close it back up. Inside that is a it's all a metal structure. It's I-beams and other stuff. So that would be wrapped. The I-beam is w well over 2 hour, but nevertheless, we're prepared to do that should that be necessary. But I appreciate Shahab's comments that it may not necessarily be needed, but we are prepared to put in a fire stop in that area should we need to, and potentially as a condition of approval. So
Thank you,
thanks for your consideration. And again, I'm also the engineer that got this project started from the get-go.
sir. Okay, thank you. Great.
Thank you.
Let's see. I see Mr. Rodenbeck has his hand raised. Let's go to Jay Rodenbeck next.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I was just informed that building safety confirmed that this is not a building safety issue. This is a zoning issue. Where that leaves us with the ZHE variance, I mean, you have a breezeway sitting on top of a lot line again. I mean, we're kind of in some interesting territory here. I know that the ZEO would ultimately need to opine on this to jump in on this. I don't know if we can move forward. I mean, from staff's perspective, if we can move forward. Mr. Beazar's hands raised.
Thank you, Mr. Beazar.
Hand officer, this is Shahab Beazar. I mean, as far as the, I mean, if there's no building issues as far as fire separation, I think, in my opinion, my suggestion would be that we probably could move forward with the understanding that there's a zero lot line per code, so we could probably that should be fine. We just need to probably maybe add some note regarding the maintenance responsibility that possibly both owners will be responsible for the maintenance of that breezeway, and kind of with that we might be able to move forward, in my opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Beazar. Let's go to the applicants. Does that make sense from your perspective? I see Steve with the hand raised.
Yes, Steve Hernandez, DMC, yet again, as agent for Monte Vista Christian Church, or I am prepared to, on their behalf, agree to a maintenance agreement or maintenance understanding for that breezeway in perpetuity. And I think that's a wonderful suggestion, Mr. Biazar. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian, and I just want to weigh in. I guess with the existing easement 3 for cross lot parking access and all that, we already say that it's benefiting both tracks and to be maintained by the underlying owners. So I don't know if that's, enough of a note or if we need something specifically for the breezeway.
Steve Hernandez, once again, I think that just to check that box that we add also related to the breezeway.
Yeah, that makes sense just to make it express. Your idea isn't a bad one, Ryan, but I think Mr. Hernandez has a good idea there. Let's see. We've had such a robust discussion on this, I sort of lost track of where we are in terms of the DFT staff members. Are there any other DFT staff members yet to weigh in?
Mr. Hearing Officer, we need to go to parks next, I believe.
Okay, thank you. Did you, Ms. Rodenbeck, did you have any other further comments on this item on the variant or variance? Or do you have
No,
any parameters?
here run back. No, City Engineer Shahab Vizar is okay with moving forward. I'm okay.
Okay.
I know that the Jeff Palmer with code enforcement thought that they needed to go through a Zichi variance. I thought that it had been discussed with Michael Voss, the CEO, but I don't know if we got anything in writing from him on this. And that's what I was referring to, maybe getting feedback on. But yeah, I'm okay with moving forward if the city engineer is okay with it. And this sounds like we need to come up with some language for a condition or a finding.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's see, Steve. Oh, let's see. Let's go to Mr. Biazar has his hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Yezar. So, if it was a permanent structure that it was occupied, I would say probably definitely ZHE variance would be required. But since this is just a breezeway, and I mean, if needed at any time, it could be taken down for any reason and will not it would not change the occupancy of the building. I think we should be fine moving forward.
Thank you for that clarification. Appreciate it. Let's go to Stephen on this one. I see him with the hand raised.
Steve Hernandez, DMC. Again, I just want to acknowledge the incredible amount of work that the city has done. I want to thank Jay. This has been a 2 year or more process. All right, so we have beat this down incredibly. And so again, thank you all, Mr. Hearing Officer. Thank you for hearing this and your consideration.
Thank you, sir. Okay, well, let's go next to the Parks and Recreation comments. We'll be delivering those.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll deliver them, Mr. Hainasser.
Go ahead, sir.
And Parks had no objections to the requested action.
Thank you. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. We'll be delivering those today.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Now, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Well, following the discussion, I really only have a couple of standard comments. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. Per 66K2K, the date of DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. The application number must also be added to the plat. And after DHO approval and final sign-off, a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to Jay Rodenbeck and Angela Gomez. And then I did have a comment in the future development comments section of my memo. Go ahead and just disregard the comment in orange at the top. Following that, planning has no additional comments.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Okay, let's go back to the applicant team. Anything else that you'd like to add in closing?
Now this is run with Cartesian. We're happy to add those standard notes and approval dates and things like that. We just kind of wait direction on what kind of language you want for the breezeway. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Biazar, if you're still there, I had a question. I am inclined to approve this in light of the discussion, but I do have some concerns over that this proposed language for the maintenance, which I think is a good idea to have as a condition. Is that something that can be developed? The language I'm saying is the language to be added, something that can be developed and approved by you after the hearing or by someone else at the city? Or would we have to come up with it now?
Mr. Engineer Officer, no, it should be fairly simple. Yeah, we could come up with it later. It's nothing that is going to change any boundaries or anything that would have to be defined at this time.
Okay, thank you, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I think we need to note it as a finding or a condition in some way.
Yes.
I mean, we'll lose track of it, honestly. I mean, if we don't have some sort of reference to it. And maybe we can fine-tune the language later, but
Yes.
Mr. Engineer Officer, maybe we'll just come up with I mean, it's fairly simple. This is Shabby is there again. I apologize. We
Oh,
could just say
sure.
that the breezeway must be maintained by both property owners.
Okay.
I can put this in here. Steer with it.
Thank you, sir.
Sure. Thank
The
you.
breezeway must be maintained by both property owners.
Straddling, yeah, just say straddling the lot line, yeah.
Any objection to that language, Mr. Mulholler, Mr. Hernandez?
No, not at all. This friend with Cartesian, that's about what we expect to need to add. So we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hernandez. I see you have your hand raised.
Yeah, Steve Hernandez here, DMC. I like that language. I would add that shared maintenance agreement between the properties is in perpetuity.
Okay. I think that's good.
This is Jay Runback. Steve, shared maintenance agreement.
Yeah, a shared maintenance agreement between the two properties will be in existence in perpetuity. And again, pursuant to the breezeway, excuse me, the breezeway maintenance.
Will be effective into perpetuity.
Yes, we'll
Pursuant
be
to
in,
the breezeway.
yes, we'll be in effect in perpetuity.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shabby. Is it just one correction? Instead of saying both property owners, I would just leave the track numbers instead.
Yes.
Thank you.
Track day one and track day two.
Yes, please. Thank you.
To the
Okay.
And Mr. Buzar, Jay Romek, do you want me to list the lot numbers? I have the breezeway straddling the lot line must be maintained by both property owners. The shared maintenance agreement between the two properties will be in effect into perpetuity pursuant to the breezeway. That's the language I got.
For track A1 and
Or
track B2.
correct.
Yeah,
Correct.
property owners of track A1 and track A.
Here we go. If
Oh,
there's
all right,
any
I see
issues
that.
with the verbiage, we can always delete it and get it right.
Yeah, let's read through it, please, everybody. There's a comment in the note here with the proposed finding. Please let me know if there's any proposed edits or objections. All right, hearing none, I assume that is acceptable to everyone with an interest in it. Well, thank you everybody for this the robust discussion, all the hard work. It sounds like this really has been going on for some time, and so thank you everyone. And ready to rule on this item. It's agenda item 4, PR 2024-010327, minor plat 2025-00044. I'm going to begin by ruling on the request for deviation to the setback along Campus Boulevard. And as for those criteria, as to IDO Section 64N3A, the subject site is subject to site constraints that are not generally shared by surrounding properties. The site was platted and developed in an unusual pattern when compared to abutting properties. The site has an irregular pentagon shape that has five sides, all of which are unequal, which is unique in comparison to surrounding properties. Given the irregular shape of the lot, the historic development of the site required careful placement of buildings to ensure setbacks and off-street parking could be provided on the site. Just bear with me one second here. Screen froze up. With regard to IDO Section 64N3B, the site constraints were not created by the actions of the property owner or another interested property. I'm sorry, another interested party, because the portion of the building that requires a deviation was developed prior to the adoption of the city's zoning code in 1959. Over the years, the property owner vacated a road that bifurcated the property and eventually combined the two properties. Applicant is seeking to subdivide the property again, but the adoption of the IDO in 2018 does not allow properties to remain in a non-conforming status when associated with a subdivision application. Adoption of the 2018 IDO requires the applicant to seek this deviation. and the adoption occurred through governmental action, not the applicant. With regard to IDO section 64N3C, the request is for a single site and is not part of a pattern of similar requests for adjacent properties or for nearby sites by the same property owner within the same subdivision, framework plan area, or master development plan area. The site currently is one subject property that is expected to be subdivided into two separate tracts. The applicant was required to seek a variance for a separate building, which was granted on July 31st, 2025 under VA 2025-00111. However, this is the only deviation that is required for the subject property and is not part of a pattern of similar requests. Just a note for the record, in addition to my capacity as DHO, I also serve as CHG for the City of Albuquerque, and I want to make clear that my decision on VA 2025-00111 has no impact on my ruling on the merits of this case. With regard to Section 64N3D, the approval of the requested deviation will not cause material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. Because the building has been existent since before 1959 and no impacts have been recorded, the building is maintaining sufficient setbacks from the roadway to prevent any impact on surrounding properties, and the location of the existing building will not have an impact on the line of sight for vehicles traveling in the area. And finally, for IDO section 64N3E, the requested deviation is not for an overlay zone standard, and the approval of any requested deviation will not result in a violation of any overlay zone standard. This applicant is seeking a deviation to the setback requirement that is established within the site's RT zone category. So with that, the deviation to the setback along Campus Boulevard is approved. Just bear with me one second here. And therefore, I also approve agenda item 4, PR 2024-0010327, minor plat 2025-00044, with the associated deviation. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be submitted. Next, per IDO section 66K2K, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. Next, the application number must be added to the plat. Next, after DHO approval and final sign-off, a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to jrodenbeck@cabq.gov and Angela Gomez at agomez@cabq.gov. And finally, a note must be added to the plat stating that the breezeway straddling the lot line must be maintained by both property owners. The shared maintenance agreement between the two properties will be in effect into perpetuity pursuant to the breezeway for Tract A1 and Tract A2. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 4.
Thank you.
Thank you. That also concludes the items for which I am acting as DHO today. And so I'll hand over the hearing to DHO Brennan Williams. Thank you, Mr. Williams.